The pipeline would run from southwest Alabama through Georgia and down to central and south Florida. Florida Power and Light's Michael DeBock says its construction will help boost the state's storage capacity. He discussed the project Monday at an energy summit in Orlando.
We will see over 8,600 jobs in the state of Florida created to support construction. We will see over $1 billion of tax revenue over the next 60 years to our local schools and governments. We will see a diversified infrastructure in Florida that will allow Florida to position itself and for future businesses to have a reliable and redundant source of natural gas transportation in this state.
FP&L's pipeline would join two others already in the state. The Florida Public Service Commission is scheduled to vote October 24th on the project. PSC staff have recommended the commission approve the $3.5 billion pipeline. FP&L officials say it's expected to be up and running by mid-2017. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.